Blackstone Audio presents The Wine Dark Sea by Patrick O'Brien. For Richard Simon and Vivian Green. Chapter 1. A purple ocean, vast under the sky and devoid of all visible life apart from two minute ships racing across its immensity. They were as close-hauled to the somewhat irregular northeast trades as ever they could be, with every sail they could safely carry and even more, their bowlines twanging taut. They had been running like this day after day, sometimes so far apart that each saw only the other's topsails above the horizon, sometimes within gunshot. And when this was the case, they fired at one another with their chasers. The foremost ship was the Franklin, an American privateer of 22 guns, 9-pounders, and her pursuer was the Surprise, a 28-gun frigate formerly belonging to the Royal Navy but now acting as a privateer too, manned by privateersmen and volunteers. She was nominally commanded by a half-pay officer named Thomas Pullings, but in fact by her former captain, Jack Aubrey, a man much higher on the post-captain's list than would ordinarily have been found in so small and antiquated a ship. An anomalous craft entirely, for although she purported to be a privateer, her official, though unpublished, status was that of His Majesty's hired vessel, Surprise. She had set out on her voyage with the purpose of carrying her surgeon, Stephen Maturin, to South America, there to enter into contact with those leading inhabitants who wished to make Chile and Peru independent of Spain. For Maturin, as well as being a doctor of medicine, was an intelligence agent exceptionally well qualified for this task, being a Catalan on his mother's side and bitterly opposed to Spanish, that is to say, Castilian.